Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Election 2024. Just kind of moving along here. Early voting. We saw those numbers in the Tri-County areas. More than 50% of eligible voters casting their ballots. More than 278,000 people cast their ballots in the 24th general election across Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties. Tappy Villain, Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections, with us throughout the day today, says some ballots may still come in via mail from Florida residents that are living overseas. I was listening to some programming earlier today, and they were talking to a lot of Canadian citizens who were U.S. citizens who voted overseas, and yeah, there will be a delay for those votes. They have 10 additional days for those ballots to arrive, but they must be postmarked today. News Radio 92.3's live election coverage starts in less than 1 hour, 7 o'clock. And Tappy Villain said once those ballots start to arrive, it's going to be coming in pretty quick.
Pretty much all vote-by-mail ballots are due in our office by 7 p.m., unless the voter is overseas.
Got it.
The voter is overseas, then they have that 10 additional days to get their ballot back to us. However, that ballot must be postmarked today.
Okay, and here's your numbers. In Escambia, more than 112,000 people cast their ballots, either in person or by mail. In Santa Rosa County, more than 82,000 cast their ballots.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate to say, but we touched on it earlier this afternoon. In some states, hopefully Florida not included, feeling that they should prep for possible unrest this election night. And one example was in New York City. You had NYPD officers at every polling site today, Secret Service putting up new 8-foot-tall metal fences around several key sites, including the White House, the Treasury Department, Lafayette Square, Naval Observatory grounds, Vice President's residence, so on and so forth. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just it's unfortunate that you have to worry about people just throwing hissy fits.
Okay, 614 News Radio 92.3 stocks. Yeah, let's get back to some normalcy here. Stocks up as voters headed to the polls. Fox Business's Jerry Willis is in New York with a report.
A late-day surge sending stocks higher in an Election Day rally. At the close, the Dow higher by 427 points, the S&P up 70, the NASDAQ higher by 259. Although the presidential race is viewed as extremely tight in key battleground states, traders were upbeat. Big tech and industrial stocks led the broad rally in which all 11 S&P 500 sectors finished higher. Meanwhile, bond yields jumped as markets weighed the presidential race. The 10-year Treasury flirted with a four-month high. One source of optimism, the Fed, widely expected to cut rates by 25 basis points when it meets Thursday. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox Business.
All righty. Thank you very much.
We need to talk about this tropical storm Rafael. A lot of confusion out there. Let me give you the straights here. It's getting some attention as it tracks towards western Cuba, then moving into the southeastern Gulf as a Cat 2 hurricane by Thursday. That's where it all goes downhill from that point. The combination of dry air, strong wind shear will cause Rafael to weaken substantially by Friday and Saturday as it gets into the northern Gulf. National Hurricane Center officials telling me earlier today there is a zero chance Rafael will reach land as a hurricane. They're actually projecting when it does make land in West Louisiana, it'll be like 40 miles per hour or something to that degree. Forecasters say the chances for a direct impact on the Gulf Coast extremely low. All interest along the northern Louisiana-Texas coastline should keep close tabs on the progress of the storm just in case.
All righty, just past 6:15 here. Kind of glad you mentioned the weather, Chris, because it's just in time for traffic and weather together. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. Dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. Again, that is PureTalk.com. Looking at the roads here, man, it has been a hectic evening, but right now, there's only one spot that I need to warn you about. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Where it meets Avalon Boulevard, we've got some congestion on both ends of that meeting there, particularly on Gulf Breeze Parkway, though. And as for the weather, we're sitting at 75 degrees right now, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 80, low of 71, with stronger chances of rainfall than what we had today, about a 50% chance of thunderstorms.
617 News Radio 92.3. You know, we had a whole bunch of people in town this last weekend, 300,000.
Sure did.
People over at NAS Sherman Field. And not only did everybody just love that air show, I mean, and it was a goodie, both the Thunderbirds and, of course, the Blues on site. There, a lot of concern started about logistics for the next Blue Angels homecoming show is surfacing today. Complaints of traffic and lack of adequate vendors were some of the top concerns. The lines for concessions, they were saying, were over an hour long. Attendees voiced their displeasure over high food and beverage prices. Let me give you a few examples. Sampled a couple of people here. Get this. 3 lemonades and 7 corn dogs. What would you pay?
Man, okay.
Three lemonades and seven corn dogs.
Gosh, that sounds expensive. I don't know, $28?
$220.
Wait, from where?
$18 for a refillable iced tea and lemonade and $18 for nuggets and fries. No, this isn't the Louisiana Superdome we're talking
but
about.
But that's the thing. Where is this
This
from?
Is out on the flight line at NAS Sherman Field.
Oh, come on.
Air show fans also complained of heightened security measures causing massive delays into the show. Yeah, they had to go through those metal detectors. Lines backing up on that side. Few things to work on for the next year's version.
You said, so 3 lemonades.
Let me repeat that for you, if you don't mind.
Please do.
3 lemonades, 7 corn dogs, $220.
Now, 28, the more I thought about it, I'm like, you know what, that's kind of a low answer. But $220, come on. That's stupid.
Don't shoot me. I'm just the messenger.
Well, it's a good thing I'm not armed. I'll just put it that way.
Are you one of those knuckleheads, huh?
No, but that is unreal. If I were a knucklehead, I'd be charging that for a corn dog.
Yes, you're right.
All right.
But you do know, like, for instance, the Caesars Dome, highest priced sports venue in the country for beer, $18 for a beer.
Man, what a jip. All righty. With the campaigning over, of course, and with the election results, heck, some of the early ones already coming in, but we won't spoil it for you. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump spending their day. Harris in Washington, D.C., you know, her campaign had this whole election night event planned at her alma mater, Howard University. And Trump, as we mentioned last week, he's in the Sunshine State itself. And the White House says that President Biden has even made a nest. He's going to watch from his residence and will receive regular updates.
Yeah, he's down at Mar-a-Lago, but he's going to the club just down the street.
Yeah,
for the big celebration.
That convention
party.
Center thing?
Yeah, something like that. They call it his back room.
good for him.
Absolutely. Interesting thing here. Prison reform advocates filed a federal case action lawsuit against Florida, pushing for, get this one now. Okay, you've been confined to a jail. It's not supposed to be ideal conditions for you.
That is true.
They're pushing for air conditioning in the state's jail cells. 75% of all cells lack AC. KPMG projects the project to cost between, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Sit down, Austin. $6.3 billion and $11.9 billion over the next 20 years. By adding air conditioning, it would help lower the risk of class action lawsuits stemming from having inmates confined without adequate cooling, but it would also improve correctional officers' retention.
Hmm.
Oh, so you want to go to work here, huh? Well, we don't have air conditioning.
Well, and you said that would be over. You said that would be over $3 billion.
$6.3 billion.
Oh, that's where I got the three from. My bad. Yeah.
And $11.9 billion over the next 20 years.
Wow, $11.9 billion. That's like 12 corn dogs, apparently.
We've got a lot of wealthy people here in Florida, don't we?
All righty, 6:21. We'll take a quick break. When we return, you may notice, if you've been keeping track of the votes already, some of the results are coming in a little bit early. Well, there's a reason for that. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Gunnels!
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802, Crosstrek starting at $25,262, or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art, high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs. And they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group. Home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters. Tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, they'll be discussing all things Thanksgiving, Atlas Beverage Class, flavors that forge the South dinner at Jackson's, Burger and Brew at Atlas, and Angelina's new fall menu debut, along with holiday parties, free martinis at Jackson's, and more. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now. Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Two, three, four.
Woo-hoo.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Nice afternoon, 627. Thanks for having us on. If you're just joining us, this is Pensacola Right Now. And, you know, cancer is just absolutely horrible. We did the cancer walk a couple of weeks ago down at Community Maritime in the Seville area and the community walking throughout the downtown area, trying to stop and really creating awareness for cancer. There's a new device that could improve the way cancer is actually detected. I like these new technology stories because what it does, it lends hope. And that's very important. Fox's Lisa Brady has more in this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health.
A new cancer screening device promises to make detection cheaper, faster, and more accessible than current diagnostic methods. Researchers at the University of Texas at El Paso are developing a system they say detects cancer markers in the blood in an hour. Instead of a lengthy procedure, their system uses a product similar to a coffee filter combined with plastic. Using a drop of blood from a patient, the new testing platform targets two cancer markers that can indicate both colorectal and prostate cancer. While the potential of the new screening device is said to be promising, it could take years before it's commercially available. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty, just a little bit past 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Once again, the only spot giving us trouble right now is Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Everything else is looking rather agreeable. Weather, 75 degrees, low of 71. Tomorrow, still got some of those thunderstorm chances lingering. About a 50% chance, high of 80, another low of 71.
Pop-up showers.
Yes.
This month, free community health care will be available. Now, this is interesting. Remote Area Medical is introducing a pop-up health clinic at the fairgrounds. Dates here, might want to write it down, November 23rd and 24th. The clinic is open to anybody who needs medical assistance. It's on a first-come, first-served basis. There are no requirements or insurance or ID cards involved here.
Really?
Free service. There you go, at the fairgrounds, 23rd, 24th of November.
All righty. Well, the results of the 2024 presidential election may be known more quickly than 4 years ago. Votes could be counted at a faster pace because fewer Americans are voting by mail than in 2020, which was the height of the pandemic. Some states have also changed their rules, including battleground state Michigan, where mail-in ballots can now be processed before Election Day. Philadelphia, the largest city in the swing state of Pennsylvania, has invested in machines that can count faster. And if the race is extremely tight, the winner won't be known until afterwards. But Vice President Kamala Harris or former President Trump, either one clinches enough swing states, it may not take as long for the winner to be called as many are speculating.
Okay, just a quick reminder, 7 o'clock, News Radio 92.3's election coverage kicks off. Polls close at 7. When they close those doors, we open ours up and we invite you in. And we'll give you all the latest information on the national, regional, and local side of the voting equation.
Well, and honestly, as they close their doors, we kind of do a revolving door because you and I have already been on air since 4, and we're going to be with you for that coverage. Andrew, his door opens as he comes in.
But I've waited for this. This is a very exciting evening here, and I'm very excited to be here to pass along these numbers for you. This is history, and in whatever unfolds is something to kind of take in. And as I was telling Austin, hey, whatever outcome tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up and be supportive of whoever wins this thing.
Right. And that's the way it should be. As that Amy Schumer said with her election anxiety or lack thereof.
Did she said, say that, Hallmark?
She said, we'll be, you know, we'll be all right. We got it.
Listen,
whatever.
I'm the same way with football and the teams that I follow.
Oh, I'm not.
You know, I don't hold a grudge. I mean, if they get beat or whatever, sun comes up the next day, I'm perfectly fine with them. I'm still a fan. So that's the way it is with the elections. Okay, if our people win, great. If they don't, great. Just be supportive of whoever does win.
Oh, man, when you start bringing up sports, that's when I start becoming the statistic.
5 minutes from now, we'll talk more about it.
No, I got to tell you, man, you talk about holding grudges in sports. Mitch Griffiths was Wake's QB last year. I still can't look at the number 12 the same. That's what he wore.
I have no clue with what he just said. Okay.
Consider yourself lucky.
SEC Women's Soccer Tournament underway. This afternoon, a lot of great matches. Big match tonight, Alabama, South Carolina at 7 o'clock.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Jill Nato. Election Day 2024 and some presidential race results are in. Fox News can project former President Trump takes Indiana, Kentucky, and West Virginia. Vice President Harris wins Vermont. A few more hours to go before all the polls close. Let's head over to Fox's Mike Tobin in the battleground state of Wisconsin.
When the polls close, the in-person votes should be totaled up rather quickly. The absentee votes, however, will take a little bit longer because they can't be totaled up until the in-person voting is done. So anticipating that we'll get some new numbers around 1 to 2 a.m. that caused a lot of controversy back in 2020 because in the middle of the night the numbers change, but that is part of the process. Anticipate that that will happen again.
More than 80 million people are believed to have voted early. This has been a Fox News alert.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street today, stocks finished the session higher, with the Dow gaining 427, the S&P 500 up 70, and the NASDAQ growing by 259 points. The three main indexes all gained more than 1%. Boeing machinists approved their new labor deal yesterday, ending a seven-week strike that halted most of the company's aircraft production and cost Boeing roughly $1 billion a day. Machinists voted 59% in favor of the new contract. Meta is extending its ban on new political ads throughout Facebook and Instagram well past Election Day. Meta did not specify the day that it would be lifted, saying it will continue to monitor until later this week. U.S. oil futures climbed today, with global benchmarks aiming to post their fifth straight session gain as election uncertainty persisted today. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Baker Mayfield didn't fear the Kansas City Chiefs at all last night, but Todd Bowles coached in fear. You simply need to be aggressive to beat the Chiefs. Your QB just led you right down the field and scored a touchdown, and how Bowles sent out his kicker for the extra point instead of trusting Baker from 2 yards out to convert on a two-point conversion ended up costing his team from handing Kansas City its first loss on the season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Is your everyday congestion preventing you from enjoying life's big moments? Try Vicks Sinex Saline today and get yourself back in the action. Vicks Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion with a gentle ultrafine mist. Sinex Saline's drug-free, no-mess formula instantly moisturizes and soothes dry, irritated nasal passages for quick and effective relief. Get back to enjoying life's big moments to the fullest without having to worry about everyday congestion holding you back. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
All right, gentlemen, this is Emmitt Smith on behalf of Depend, and I've got the perfect play. Run straight to your doctor's office for a life-changing catch. Because when prostate cancer is caught early, it's up to 99% treatable, and one blood test might be all it takes. And now through November, Depend is donating to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for select purchases. Talk about a great play.
From September 1st to November 30th, Depend is donating 40 cents to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for Depend Shield Guards Real Fit products purchased in the U.S. up to a maximum of $300,000 void in Mississippi.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
Florida State travels to South Bend Saturday night to face the Notre Dame in a classic college football matchup.
FSU takes on Notre Dame at 4:30 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
There are two steps to voting. Step one, go to your polling place and vote. Step two, listen to the results on News Radio 92.3. After you visit the voting booth, tune into News Radio 92.3 beginning at 7 p.m. tonight, and there'll be a complete wrap-up the next morning on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. So to sum up, step one, vote. Step two, listen to the results on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
So 6:37, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price, Pensacola right now, getting really just all close to 7 o'clock, about 23 minutes or so away before the polls will close. Our coverage begins a little bit after 7 o'clock with Andrew McKay moving in and kind of steering this ship throughout the evening till at least 9 o'clock tonight. Many things going on around the area. Of course, the soccer tournament, SEC soccer tournament happening at Ashton-Brosnahan. That's going on right now. Alabama gets in action tonight. I thought I would pass this on and bring you up to speed on what's going on out there. That that one game that we were following, in we do know that, let's see here it is. We do know that Arkansas, first game today, took out Georgia. It was 1-0. Second game, Texas over LSU, 3-0. The Tennessee-Mississippi game still underway, they say. Then at 7 o'clock, the Alabama-South Carolina game. They're at Ashton-Brosnahan. Want tickets? Just go to PensacolaSports.org and pick those up. And, you know, I just can't stay up late for a lot of these when the NFL goes late and overtime and stuff like that. So I did not see the end of the Bucks and Chiefs game. The defending Super Bowl champions, I understand, still the last undefeated NFL team this season. Your take on that game? You saw it.
And that's the thing. I actually didn't see much of it. I saw bits and pieces. As I said, I saw that I had seen that Hopkins and Kelsey balled out. You and I had talked off air about Patrick Mahomes getting injured, and then he comes back like he never left. I saw that the game went to OT, and the minute that the Chiefs won the toss, you just see Baker Mayfield's head just lean back. He was just, oh, my God. Because they had played so well. They had kept up with this only unbeaten team left, on the road, no less. And the game, it seemed like, was going to come down to the final offensive possession, which the Chiefs got in OT.
Okay, Fox's Bob Mortali has his take on that game.
The Kansas City Chiefs won their 14th consecutive game on a rainy night at Arrowhead. KC got by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in overtime 30-24. Kareem Hunt powered his way to the end zone on the lone OT possession. Hunt finished with 27 carries for 106 yards. Patrick Mahomes threw three touchdown passes. Two of those TDs went to DeAndre Hopkins. The Bucs forced overtime when Baker Mayfield hit Ryan Miller for the tying score with 27 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
Man, Mortali, he loves that pause, don't he?
He sure does.
All righty. Also, just wanted to let you know, we got a couple of college football games for you tonight. Bowling Green in Central Michigan just now getting underway, tied at 0. Miami of Ohio and Ball State gets underway at 7 o'clock. And, of course, Chris, this was not only a big night because of the election, but also because of the college football playoff rankings. First installment for this season coming out. They came out at 6. And I've been looking at these, and I've got a couple of takeaways right off the bat. For starters, they are making a heavy prioritization of head-to-head meetings. LSU is beneath Texas A&M in the playoff poll. They are not in the AP poll. Not only that, but Colorado ahead of K-State in the AP, but K-State's ahead of Colorado in this college football playoff committee. So they're looking at that, and they're saying, hey, listen, if you beat somebody head-to-head, you will be ahead of them. Barring something drastic. Also, Clemson still in the top 20 in the AP poll. The committee's got them down to 23rd, really holding them accountable for that Louisville game. And who's right above them? Louisville. So they're really prioritizing that. And then lastly, Army, America's sweetheart, especially this year. Number 18 in the AP poll. They are currently hanging by a thread, 25th. Despite having that 8-0 record, so they're also looking at strength of schedule.
I would challenge you to walk on aboard NAS Pensacola and say that about the Army.
Oh, no, I love it. I love them.
I'm saying with the Navy.
They would
love you.
Well, Navy is...
Oh, by the way, there's the gate over there, if you don't mind just packing out and take your Army love out of here.
The problem with Navy is that they could be up here with Army, but they've got back-to-back losses.
Listen, we have no problem with Navy.
No, absolutely not. I'm not happy with their football team for losing to Rice by 2 touchdowns.
I know.
But outside of that.
Okay, let me give you a couple. They've called a couple of races. We're going to get into this really heavy duty after 7 o'clock. But some of the races already called. Fox News is calling West Virginia for Donald Trump. Fox is also calling for Kentucky, Donald Trump. Fox is calling Indiana for Donald Trump. And this is one we've kind of knew this way in advance. Fox is calling Vermont for Kamala Harris. And so we'll have election coverage on News Radio 92.3 coming up in about 18 minutes from right now.
All righty. Also, wanted to touch on this. Kroger mentioned this earlier this afternoon. It has settled with 30 states that sued over the company's involvement in the opioid crisis. And Oregon was really the main state that took the most action against them. Oregon's attorney general playing a leadership role in the negotiations, and a couple of Oregon businesses that were owned by Kroger were the ones that stepped forward. Apparently, Kroger will have to pay nearly $1.4 billion to the states, Oregon receiving up to $40 million for the opioid abatement.
All right. Former President Trump and his running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, cast their ballots earlier today. Fox's Matt Murphy has more on this trending story.
The former president and his wife Melania cast their vote shortly before noon in Palm Springs, Florida, telling reporters,
"I feel very confident. I have felt, you know, we went in with a very big lead today, and it looks like Republicans have shown up in force."
Trump's running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, voted in Cincinnati with his wife and children this morning. He said he's feeling optimistic.
"Look, I feel good. You never know until you know, but I feel good about this race. I felt good about my own race a couple of years ago when I voted in this exact same spot. Hopefully it goes as well for President Trump and me as it went for me a couple of years ago in the state of Ohio."
Trump and Vance will be at the Palm Beach County Convention Center tonight to host an election night watch party. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Okay, he was in Cincinnati. I hope his Bengals can take hold of Mr. Jackson in Baltimore Thursday night.
Yeah, man, that's good. That's gonna be a good one. I think the Bengals are trying to catch some new life after a very bumpy start. You just beat up on the Raiders. I don't know how much that gets you, but
I just don't think Joe Burrow is playing up to his speed. I something's going on there, because yeah. I'm talking about seeing him over these years, starting back at the LSU days. But he's just not playing up to his full capacity, I don't believe.
No, I absolutely agree, especially when you consider that the precedent that's been set is Super Bowl contender.
I know.
Also, Home Depot co-founder Bernard Marcus passed away at the age of 95. The company made the announcement today. Marcus and Arthur Blank, founder of the Falcons, founded Home Depot in 1978, which helped grow his net worth to around $7.4 billion. Quite a pretty penny.
Yes, and he is quite a fashionable, let me tell you.
Oh, Blank?
Yeah. I enjoy watching him walk on those three-piece suits on the sideline. Players didn't get out of here.
But I want to say I've seen Blank. I mean, and maybe I'm thinking of the GM or something. How old's Arthur Blank?
Probably about 70. I would think 70
but,
or so.
So he's 25 years younger than this guy that he co-founded Home Depot with?
Maybe. I don't know this. I don't know the business platform.
I'm looking up Arthur Blank's age.
Yeah, absolutely. At least 20 people reportedly have died in Israel's latest airstrike on northern Gaza. Just hate to have to tell you about these things. Jonathan Savage has more report from Israel.
The strike hit a home in a town near the Israeli border. According to Palestinian officials, most of the dead are women and children. Israel hasn't commented, but accuses Hamas of hiding behind civilians. This part of northern Gaza has been the focus of an intense month-long air and ground operation to stop the militants from regrouping. During that time, almost no humanitarian aid has been allowed into the area. Yesterday, the State Department said Hamas had rejected a proposal for a short-term ceasefire and hostage release deal. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Okay, here's something really good I need to pass on to you. If you're driving or so and you didn't catch it, just go to our website. I wrote a story about this earlier today. Pennair Credit Union has launched its Old Glory Flag Retirement Program. It's an initiative dedicated to the respectful retirement of old, worn or tattered American flags. Residents can bring their retired flags to any Pennair branch to ensure flags are retired with the honor. If you need more information, go to the website. I think it's titled Old Glory, the story is. So you can go check that out and see exactly what you can do.
All righty, 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads here, only got some minor issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. That's been one of our most persistent spots, not just today, but every day. However, it does appear that it is beginning to lighten up. As for the weather, still 75 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to have about a 50% chance of thunderstorm, so maybe you'll get some pop-up showers here and there. High of 80 and yet another low of 71.
After posting mixed results on the road this past weekend against Roanoke and Fayetteville, the Ice Flyers return home Saturday. Hey, remember those guys down at the Bay Center? They seem like they've been gone for a long time. The good guys take on Knoxville in the Bay Center. Puck drop 7:05. Check it out. Got a good team this year.
Oh, absolutely. And a 62-year-old Cantonment man Has died after a crash on I-10 early this morning. The Florida Highway Patrol says that the man was driving eastbound near mile marker 39 in Santa Rosa County when he ran off the road and hit some trees. And after the crash, the vehicle had burst into flames and he perished in the fire.
Okay, in about 13 minutes right now, things are going to really start cranking up. Yes, tonight's election results will be coming in. Tappy Villain, supervisor of elections in Santa Rosa County, says they're going to be released and they'll be coming real quick after 7.
Well, we post them as soon as precincts start reporting. So, you know, if places are busy, if they have lines, then it'll just be whenever, you know, those, you know, when someone's in line at 7, then they obviously can vote. But yeah, we'll, as soon as those precincts start reporting, those will be posted to the website.
Okay, at least 250 early voters in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties were given provisional ballots. This is a process where a ballot is given to a voter if something actually goes wrong in the booth. The voter has until 5 o'clock on Thursday to provide the local elections office the required information.
By the way, Chris, Arthur Blank's 82 years old. I looked that up.
I just guessed at him.
Yeah, I was about to say.
He looks 72, and I know he'd appreciate that.
Yeah. Hey, if you're 82 and you're absolutely told you look 70, yeah, take that for sure.
I'll buy it any day, let me tell you.
And earlier this afternoon, we talked about this. The investigation into potential financial proprieties into Santa Rosa County School District, that was a few weeks ago, but we're now seeing reports from the PNJ that the school employee that was being investigated has since resigned in lieu of termination, and the employee has not been ID'd, but the school district reportedly restructured the duties of the Office of Professional Learning, and the FDLE is assisting the school district with their investigation.
Okay, 6:48, News Radio 92.3, third annual Pensacola Mural Fest is underway. Want to see the 19 murals that are in the competition? Here are the sites: 418 Garden Street, that's the Pensacola State College building. Pensacola Auto Imports at 725 West Garden Street. The Strong Street Studio at 109 North A Street. Along the Barrancas Corridor, Ad Sync at 201 South F Street, and Vowels Printing at 1233 Barrancas Avenue.
All righty, 6:48, almost 6:49 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got this story regarding a scare at the U.S. Capitol regarding someone that smelled of fuel and had some flammable objects. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
WSRE PBS invites you to attend the Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration, a Foo Foo Fest event featuring New York's Sing Harlem Choir, other featured performances, and the Joyful Noise Gospel Competition among local music groups. This afternoon of inspiring song is happening at the Pensacola High School Auditorium from noon till 5 on Saturday, November 9th. Admission is free, and there'll be food trucks on site. Don't miss WSRE's Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration on Saturday.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We were talking a lot about the election, even covering, sort of finally covering, the Joe Rogan interview with Donald Trump and the ellipse speech that Kamala Harris gave last week. Also, my thoughts on why America will be fine either way and why democracy is a terrible system and a beautiful system all at the same time. The whole idea of entrusting the future of the country to other people that you don't know and you will never meet. It's amazing. Catch it all on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Mm-hmm. 6:52, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. This is Pensacola Right Now. Evening, everybody. We're just minutes away from News Radio 92.3's election coverage. Andrew McKay moving in at 7 o'clock this evening. I want to give you an update here. Fox's Tushar Saxi is in today with the Daily Snapshot.
It's November 5th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Donut Day.
Donuts.
Whether you're a fan of jelly, glazed, chocolate frosted, or Boston cream, today is the day you can allow yourself to have an extra donut with your morning cup of coffee or for dessert after lunch. Make sure you keep an eye on what your local donut shop is doing to celebrate, as many of the national chains offer giveaways to customers so everyone can enjoy the sweet treat. And if you're at work, check your local break room. I bet there's a box in there right now. Also on this date, in 1935, game maker Parker Brothers launches the game that still has many of us fighting over who gets to be the top hat or wondering why the thimble was ever part of the now classic board game Monopoly. And in 2015, the Collins Dictionary names binge watch as the word of the year, followed close behind by the term transgender. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
All righty, very well. And I hinted at this before going to break here just a few moments ago. Touched on this earlier this afternoon. Police arresting that man at the U.S. Capitol today. He allegedly smelled of fuel, was in possession of a flare gun, and even a blowtorch. Capitol Police say that the man was stopped during the security screening process at the Capitol Visitor Center, and it's believed that he drove all night to deliver his manifesto to Congress. I have no clue why they would want that. Police cannot confirm if the suspect intended to self-immolate.
Okay, I need to bring you up to speed on Tropical Storm Rafael, getting some attention here this afternoon as it tracks toward western Cuba. Then it'll eventually move into the southeast Gulf of Mexico. Cat 2 hurricane by Thursday. Now, here's where it all breaks down. The combination of dry air, strong wind shear will cause Rafael to weaken substantially by Friday and Saturday as it gets into the northern Gulf. National Hurricane Center folks telling me earlier today there is a zero chance Rafael will reach land as a hurricane. Forecasters say the chance for a direct impact on the Gulf Coast is extremely low. All interest along the northern Louisiana-Texas coastline should keep close tabs on the progress of the storm, just in case.
All righty, and just about 6:55 here, we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at Gulf Breeze Parkway, that was the last spot that was really giving us any consistent issues. If you were traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area near Avalon Boulevard, we did have some backups there, but they have seemingly cleared out since then, so there shouldn't be much holding you up on the roads. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 71. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 80 and a low of 71 as well, with about a 50% chance of thunderstorms popping up here and there.
Okay, one city is suffering a major cyber attack today. Fox's Eben Brown explains in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
A data breach previously announced by the city of Columbus, Ohio, is pretty bad. Columbus's mayor first announced back in the summer the city's computer systems were targeted with ransomware, a type of bad software that not only gives the cyber criminals access to the data, it locks out the legitimate access only to restore it after paying usually a hefty sum of money. At the time, the mayor said the stolen data was likely corrupted and unusable to the hackers, though a cybersecurity expert openly doubted the claim. Now it turns out the personal data of hundreds of thousands of Columbus, Ohio residents is compromised, as the hackers claim to have uploaded much of it to another site. This is a reminder that passwords and data security policies at home and at work are perhaps the best defense to getting hacked and compromising one's identity or finances. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Seemed like he was trying to drag out how long that clip was there with Fox on Tech. So-and-so. All righty. Comedian Amy Schumer, we touched on this earlier this afternoon, having election anxiety. Chris, you ever have experience with election anxiety?
Not election anxiety, but anxiety, yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think everyone deals with that from time
to time.
The
other thing, I just let go.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's probably what you should do with elections at the end of the day. But she posted on Instagram at 2:30 a.m. showing herself eating popcorn while discussing the presidential election. And she made it clear that she was pushing for Harris to win. But she added, whatever happens, happens, and we've got this. Chris, I told you, that sounds like the opposite of anxiety.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think that's election anxiety. If anything, that's election serenity.
Okay, free help's on the way. Now available for vets trying to get benefits through the VA. The Escambia County Veterans Services Office helps veterans, spouses, and dependents to file claims for benefits through its process. Now, you can call 850-595-2409. Let me give you that number once again, 850-595-2409. Or you can visit VSO at myescambia.com or in person, 3363 West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex.
Let me ask you this, Chris. I asked if you had one of these earlier, just kind of like as a joking lead-in. But now I'm genuinely curious what the significance is. Who cares if you've been given, like, the key to a city? What's the importance of that?
I'm not quite sure about that.
Really?
I guess it's just prestige. Put it on your mantle or whatever. But it's recognition that you've done something nice for your city, I would think.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't really know what this fella's done nice for his city, and I'm especially scratching my head over it now. But Sean Diddy Combs, losing another key to a major city of Miami, taking back the key that was given to the disgraced hip-hop mogul back in 2015. And this is after NYC rescinded its key to Diddy in June following the release of a video showing him assaulting his ex-girlfriend. Yeah, that sounds like it would be good grounds to take the key away. I just don't understand. How did he get two keys?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Well, whatever.
Okay, estimated insurance claims as a result of Hurricanes Helene and Milton that plowed into the state within 2 weeks of each other have increased more than $400 million in the past week. The Office of Insurance Regulation reports that as of November 1st, the reported insurance claims have now amounted to $4.606 billion in estimated damages.
All righty. Well, let me tell you, since it's about 6:58 and we've got a lot of election coverage on the horizon, how about I just end this kind of on a wholesome note here? Chris, you're a big Hallmark movie fan. You're a big festivity guy. You strike me as the type of guy that would have Christmas sweaters in the closet.
I do, and I was thinking about pulling them out just the other day because I got a few of them for upcoming parties.
Well, I'm sure you can also pull them out for the viewing of the Rockefeller Center, New York City Christmas tree lighting.
Been there, done that one.
Well, Kelly Clarkson will again host the ceremony. Singer and daytime TV talk show host made the announcement yesterday on her Kelly Clarkson show. And she also said that this year's ceremony, set for December 4th, will feature the best music and star-studded surprises, along with the lighting of the world-famous tree. She didn't say whether she would sing, and there's no word yet on what the musical lineup consists of. But you said your money's on her singing if her show's any implication.
Yeah, she's pretty good. I enjoy... she was on... did she win the Voice Talent Show?
No, it was American Idol.
Okay, all right. So anyway,
and I don't think
coverage,
she won.
Coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. Andrew's here and going through the notes and getting ready to let you know exactly what is coming down, not only on the national basis, but on the local side as well. So anyway, have a great night. Get out there and,
Don't
get out and vote. Now it's the voting has
get out into your car and listen.
Closed. And Andrew McKay, Pensacola, right now. Coming up.
5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.